That's the nice thing, is I had a little bit of time to get a lot done this morning. Get through all my email and all that other crap. And yeah, hopefully there won't be any traffic. I need to get gas. Take this jacket off at the gas station. That's my plan. Did I just say he had coochie on his shoe rack? Oh, damn. Shoe rack. I don't think it's worse than that. Jesus Christ, man. It's me.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. blasting a solo home run into the parking lot.
Here, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. makes his major league debut.
You can see why this guy is the top prospect in the sport.
Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209, XM 89. The future is here.
When this race is over with today, you're going to say, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
I ain't never seen nothing like that.
South Dakota. Western Sports Roundup 3 in the West, 6 in the East, on World Radio, and on the Sirius XM.
As agriculture looks for a final USMCA, the push for labor reform could delay
If anything could ever be this good, of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
Touring, and I managed to catch up with them backstage before one of their performances to talk with Ivan for this.
Before one of their performances.
Today I wanted to ask Ivan what it's like to be back and out there touring once again.
One of the great things about coming back, we've got to tour with a lot of my heroes, and one of the bands in particular we did a long tour with was the Human League, and their song Mirror Man was one of my favorites in those days.
And what were they like
now
as touring companions?
It was great. It was more than I could have ever hoped for. They were just total great people, great fun to hang out with, and we just had a blast.
TGP, total great people.
A buddy of mine, Dave Wakeland from the English-speaking general public, said that was one of the amazing things for him about getting into show business, to get like a phone call from an artist that he loved. Townsend would call him up and say, I was listening to your song. Is that the same for you when someone that you respect goes, hey, Ivan, how you doing?
Oh, no, it is great. I got to meet a lot of my heroes, and a lot of people I grew up listening to and stuff like that, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations, Ivan. should I get, I don't need anything to drink. I got a drink right here. Should I go in the gas station? Oh, I'm so confused. Fuck it, I'm going inside. I was pondering getting my car washed. It seems like there's enough of a line there right now that it's not.
Rory McDonald's coach, we didn't hear my interview yesterday with Rory McDonald. I asked him, I said,
an email, radio@agphd.com. Well, once a week here on the show, we do talk about grain marketing just a little bit. And to do that, we brought in Scott
Hodges.
He is with Grain PhD and Archer Financial Services. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Brian.
All right, well, Scott, I'm not doing so well because here in the last probably
10 I haven't taken a good shit in four days.
Quite a bit, and corn price has gone down quite a bit. And corn prices have also gone down. I've been talking to a lot of farmers I know that do seed production, for example, and they've got a deadline coming up real soon where they got to price their beans. So they're worried about, okay, well, I may have to price the beans, and now I'm going to hit a low. Why have things gone down so much here in just this last week, do you think?
Well, I think there's a few things in play. One is these contracts that have come due. But, you know, demand for our products, corn, beans, or wheat, have been pretty pathetic overall. We just haven't seen, you know, whether it be the lack of a trade deal or otherwise, we haven't seen business step in. And the market's going to continue to kind of search for lower price levels in order to try to generate that business. You know, the other big feature is going to be fund selling. You know, the funds a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, we had the corn short position around 270,000 contracts, and we thought that might stall out because that was their old record short position. Well, now they're close to 400,000 contracts. So these guys are just large, you know, some nice price support. But in addition to these contracts that some of these sales contracts that have come due or may be coming due, I think another factor that hit the markets this week came into play was these, we triggered some knockout sales levels on some of these.
Oh yeah, knockout fucking sales, dog.
With this weakness, and this creates
selling the shit out of this corn.
Choice, but by the contract that they negotiated with their merchandiser that they previously entered into. So it's my expectation that selling should now have run its course or is close to running its course. And this combined with the forecast, a much wetter forecast for next week for a large portion of the belt, should provide a nice recovery as we flip the calendar into May.
Okay, so I was talking about farmers that either they've got contracts coming due, they have to price things, they need cash, whatever. There are a lot of people that
need cash.
Getting out of their
cash. I got corn, I need cash.
What advice would you have for them if they want to re-enter the market?
I would just get into Bitcoin.
Yeah, to get back in the game.
Get this corn on the blockchain.
You have to step into, buy futures, contract, buy call options, or enter into a full call spread. I think the best way, if you just don't want to step in right away and you want to wait for this fund selling to dry up, what we like to do is pick a point above the market, trigger above the market, work with your risk manager, and try to determine a
price. Oh, yeah, let me just call my risk manager.
Get triggered, it may be an indication that we're ready to turn the table. We don't know when the funds are going to stop selling. Can they get the short 500,000 contracts of corn and 150,000 contracts? I don't know the answer to that.
The fuck do I know?
It's all
about the fuck money. Am I?
But they are very sensitive to technical movement in the market. One thing is they don't watch fundamentals that closely, but they do watch technicals, and they want to protect their money. So if indeed the market would show some kind of bottom formation and a trend change,
I want to see some bottom in the market
to the sidelines. So rather than just jumping in just because you sold the production or marketed the production or met a contract and stepping in right away, you can identify something above the market, whether it's the previous day's high, the previous week's high, set something above the market that let the market tell you when it's time to step back in and re-own it on paper and not just do it because you made the sale.
Okay, so for a lot of people, a lot of farmers out there.
Okay, once you break that down, I don't know what the fuck that means. I wasn't listening at all.
So they're not interested in a tremendous amount of risk, many of the farmers that I'm talking to. So are there any other strategies or what?
If farmers were interested in risk, they would have become bank robbers.
So he isn't taking, just tremendous amounts of risk, and he can do something.
I've got the riskiest corn in the game.
Yeah, we've had some of those discussions, and
my corn is so risky that it goes.
Entering into a strategy that does have limited upside, but it's also going to carry limited and a very reduced cost associated as well. In a bull call spread, you're going to be buying a call and selling a call. So you're buying a call that's closer to where the current price is, and you're selling a call option that's a little further away from where the current price is. So an example would be in the corn market that we're kind of looking at and bouncing around is a July 360, 380 bull call spread. So in this particular strategy, the option would expire and give you coverage, re-ownership until late June. And the strategy would cost 6 cents per bushel for the entire strategy. The maximum you can gain on the position is the difference between the two spreads.
Max
prices.
Gains,
so
bro.
360 to 380, the maximum you can gain is 20 cents. And then you have to back out that 6 cent initial cost. So in this case, you're risking 6 cents. That's the max you can lose for an opportunity to make 14. It's a safe and relatively inexpensive way to participate in a rally and pick up, in this case, 15 cents. And it's a great way for those who don't have a lot of experience, a way for them to get started and not put a tremendous amount of skin in the game and keep their costs somewhat low. And you can always adjust these if you're willing to risk a little bit more. And to make a little bit more, you just, separate the strike prices a little bit further. But a bull call spread, I think, would be the way to go.
We started grainphd.com a couple of years ago to try to get more farmers good information on grain marketing because, if you don't know much about it, it does sound complicated. You got puts and calls and spreads and all this. What are maybe the most common one or two questions that you're getting through Grain PhD? Just basic questions that a lot of farmers are still asking.
Well, I think a lot of the questions revolve around having a plan in place and what happens if I don't reach my plan. And because this is a perfect example. In this particular case, price-wise, we didn't meet a lot of people's price objectives. And so I think the important thing is to have a plan and price
You're sick of it too. Say
fucking am.
To those soggy, smelly cellulose sponges that can be 200,000 times dirtier than a toilet seat.
Yuck.
Go to skurastyle.com.
Dirtier than a toilet seat.
SKURASTYLE.com. Enter promo code MSNBC and get your first month free. Just pay shipping. You can cancel at any time. That's skurastyle.com.
Yeah.
SKELLIS.
The Share Channel on Sirius XM.
The Share Channel. Live cuts. Who the fuck is satellite radio for? Not me. Not to say that I dislike some Cher song, you know, like, well, hey, I'll listen to some Cher. Don't.
Been talking lately about his new album Traces. The video came out just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Which is kind of nice. His first conceptual video in 25 years. Remember when we all used to care about the new video from the artist? But him driving around in a swell Camaro, or was it a Chevette? Chevelle's SS?
Uh-oh.
In trouble with car people, but a cool ride. A good video, and not unlike Rick Springfield talking honestly about his own battles with depression his entire life. Steve Perry talking about depression and how he's maybe just kind of a melancholy guy in general. I certainly understand that. But I think doing a service to people who suffer from what is an illness, saying that he learned after the death of his girlfriend a few years ago, Kelly, to embrace the grief. We've heard that. That's kind of a coffee table cliche. Don't try to deny it. Don't push it away, but embrace it. And you'll move on in a better way. So kudos to him for being honest and vulnerable about his life. That's what we like most about the artists in our lives.
party sound anytime on 90s Online Party. One of more than 100 extra music channels. Now available on the Sirius XM app and online.
Margaritaville, the station.
CYRKLE. The circle with a turn down day. The world turns all around her. The birds turn it on, Salvador. That was Tony Matinee. Genesis, Turn It On Again After Turn It On by Lindsey Buckingham. And I'm Earl Bailey. And assembling this thematic tangent, it's the Daily Bailey Deep Tracks Head Trip. And it's all taking turns all the time. And Steely Dan has a contribution, as does the Jefferson Airplane. Elton John is on after Bob Seger. Turn the page. And from the Deep Tracks archives, Bob Seger about Turn the Page.
I thought it was a rather oddball song, and I thought it was a rather narrow appeal song. I thought truckers would love it. Traveling salesmen would love it. People who are on the move a lot. People who travel a lot for a living. And it struck a chord with people. So I don't know.
No, I mean, I literally played chords.
Take from them, but I've always tried to write something that had some germ of universality. I felt that way. I've been there. I've known that person, whatever.
On a long and lonesome highway. Of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one
direction. Found myself in a conversation from a missed connection.
Watching those flames get higher. Jovi. You can call me names, I don't care. But I grew up with that stuff, and then I started shifting to heavier shit later. But Dangerous Toys did a song from the 1989 Kraven movie, Shocker. All night, my table good, so she melted my heart, and we watched Shocker together. My favorite scene called The Theme, where people are like fighting on the TV and channels and stuff. I fucking love that scene because of this song, all right? So in honor of my daughter and Wes Craven and Horace Pinker, come on, Nicola Metal Play on his Dangerous Demon Ballad of Horace Pinker.
What is good?
Thinking about you as I'm lying next to someone else.
Be revealed.
Barbera and Elizabeth Gandolfo. This one's called My Body Moves.
This one's called My Body Moves. People were holed up in a building with hostages. This is the type of fucking shit. You got your elbows on the bar, shining in the blue neon. Yeah, something I just can't place, so put my finger on. Cause you got, like, listen to this fucking horse shit. Like, this might as well be. This, like, might as well be fucking, like, modern R&B, too, right? Like, it's just kind of right there. It's all just right fucking there. Like, converging to this single point of fucking sadness. Of the newest country music. This truck needs a fucking threat. These wheels need a two-lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Hip hop for white people. Yeah, I mean, the song's literally called Knockin' Boots. So I. Fuck you! Here you go. It's Taylor Swift's fault, isn't it?
Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's cantina. Music would play and the Lilo would whirl.
Outlaw country. This country is too... This country is against the fucking law. This is out fucking law country.
May the rest of your Thursday be super rad. Thanks to everybody stopping by Instagram and saying hey at Elizabeth Cook for Sheriff. And also at SXM Outlaw is on Instagram. And we're on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff too. And I love hearing from the beautiful Outlaw people. And I am seriously going to have to get some rest.
It's my favorite Marilyn Manson song, to sing the beautiful Outlaw tomorrow. People.
But I will be, I'll be ready and all guns a-blazing. You can believe it. So I look forward to that. Johnny Paycheck, we'll leave you with some of that, and I hope you have a good rest of your Thursday. Peace out, word you mom and them. I'll see you.
I'm sorry, what?
One, two, three, four.
That is outlaw country. That lady just said, peace out, word to your mama and all them. Country, which is a great name for a radio station. Don't get me wrong. Y2 Country. Fuck me. Break down the walls. Thank you.
And that's why we dance in liberty.
Whoa.
Doing it all again.
Whoa. Ass jazz channels, real jazz. It's about the stations you don't listen to.
I'm not afraid to
as I know, Kidz Bop wrote this song. Kidz Place Radio.
Hi, I'm Kenny Curtis. Welcome to the Animal Farm.
Oh, shit.
Okay, people, everybody ready? In just a couple of minutes, who's chewing gum?
Who's eating ass?
What? Are you chewing gum?
Mighty?
Yeah. Wait, is everybody chewing gum?
Yeah, it's worse than
that. Isn't that bad? Who's got gum?
It's delicious.
Guys, you can't chew gum and be on the radio.
I like gum.
You've got to spit the gum out.
Me as well?
And all of you have to spit the gum out. You have, mm-hmm. Nobody can have gum right now.
Okay, kid.
Don't just spit it on me.
You said spit it.
No, don't get a gum on the microphone. Do not get it on the microphone.
This is fucking nuts.
I do a bad thing. No gum in the studio.
All right, fine.
And why didn't anybody offer me a piece, huh?
Go back to Kidz Bop.
Being eye to eye, you were staying out at night, and I had enough. No, I don't want to know where you've been or where you're going, but I know.
Again, no idea what this song is. As far as I know, this is a Kidz Bop original. I like the early Kidz Bop, you know. At least Radio Disney plays the original artist. I don't even know.
Or any of the defensive players, Montez Sweat, Ed Oliver, whoever you want the position, the side of the ball that supposedly this draft right here is stocked in. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick.
Afternoon.
Well.
And so, you know.
So, I'm calling in about sports.
4 hours.
I think sports are good.
After about 48 hours.
It's good because, you know, I got to sit on this couch anyway. Might as well have the TV on and sports is on.
Hospitals want people out of there as they're being closed on the OR table.
Sure.
That's just the nature of the big-time hospital industry and with insurance.
Wait, what?
But I'm glad to hear that. I didn't never had the surgery. I really don't know many people that have. So we will certainly digest that one.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most successful surgeries nowadays as far as pain. People are actually walking out of the hospital better than when they walked in. At least that's what a lot of people tell me.
That's the point of the hospital. You're supposed to kind of, you know, if you think about it.
True, to be fair, but Utah is probably better than the Clippers.
Utah.
Whatever it might be, they must be bored. I mean, they didn't shoot the ball.
Must be.
From life coverage, I feel so much better knowing my family has...
Because this is sort of the final goodbye to a lot of guys that have been playing for, contributing, helping, winning.
A couple of things that just make Pete's life worse go wrong. I really do.
I'm going in with really.
It's Sam. This is a tough track for them. Mentally, it's hurting them. I mean, it really is. They're trying to reach for answers. This is not the team that we've known over the last...
I can fly to him.
are really getting down. Well, Kidz Bop sure sounds quaint now, doesn't it? After all we've been through. I'm here, I gotta go. I'll see you later. We're doing a stream. Did I not turn it off?